Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
And welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM. Start off this hour with our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always play less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You're not here today, Leroy, so you missed the JFig sprint.
Yeah, because I texted her.
Sitting in here just.
I was hungry.
You were hungry? What, do they got any food here?
No, I just brought my little snacks.
Oh, all right. Rats.
I mean, they should have brought some donuts, right?
You would, yeah, that would be a good off the year. Yeah, first start off the year with a
great.
Yeah, that would include fixing the elevator.
My God! Yeah.
At least we're getting our steps in. man, let's get it. So Barry Jackson just tweeted this out. Per source, the six people who will be involved in Zoom interviews with six external GM candidates from the Dolphins side will be Stephen Ross, Tom Garfinkel, Troy Aikman, Dan Marino, Brandon Shore, and Stephen Ross's son-in-law, Danny Silman.
Oh, so Mike McDaniel's not involved.
He says Mike McDaniel, in caps, will not participate in the interviews.
They don't want to.
Why would he?
They don't want an eight-hour meeting.
Well, he did say.
No, that's not why.
He did say yesterday.
Because if the question during all these interviews is going to be, how do you feel about Mike McDaniel? Yeah. He can't be on the Zoom call.
You think he gets on there and he goes, GM candidate, first question.
6 minutes long.
He goes, first question. Just curious.
What would Socrates say to that?
They're like, we're sorry. We'll put him on mute. We'll put him on the back. This is what Mike McDaniel had to say yesterday on the GM search and being part of the process.
Mike, how involved will you be in the general manager hiring process and interview process?
I'm going to be a part of the process. And beyond that, you know, I think the main objective and what everyone's counting on is that we have a cohesive crew of people that are working in the same direction. So I'm happy to support all of that. It's not my decision to make, nor would I think that would be an intelligent way to go about business. I think we need to, one step at a time, improve our football team from the state that it's in, and that will be the first of many processes.
You're the cause of the state that the football team's in. I don't get that.
You know, when
I didn't
my
miss
grandmother
this
would hear something like that, she would say, bless his heart.
Yeah, because I got to be honest with you. If you're
he
not.
He seems very, Like, he has to know.
Yeah.
The first question that any new GM is going to be asked.
Can I get my guy? Can I hire my guy?
Well, and what makes it tricky is your guy might not no longer be available. And with the cap hell that this team is in, would anybody even want the job, understanding that, look, if this was the Pittsburgh Steelers and they knew they had to go through cap hell and they were getting a new coach, that coach could feel secure in knowing that the way the Pittsburgh Steelers do things, they're going to see it through and he's not going to be, you know, fired after a year because he took the job understanding everything that had to happen.
Sure.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain organizations that understand all that and are cool with all that beforehand. And then after a year, they say, no, you still didn't do good enough.
Yeah.
And so who wants to be involved in a situation like that when it might not even be questions about Mike McDaniel? It might not even be questions about the players, but it's questions about the circumstances that you're coming in on. And you could be fired after a year because that's kind of how these organizations work.
I think the thing that I have to do, though, is if you're not on the Zoom call, you're not part of the process. So
the coach is never part of the process.
For deception.
But the coach is never part of the process, nor should he be when the first question – the first decision has to be made by a GM is whether you're going to keep the coach.
Then don't say you're part of the process.
And he finished it off by saying, I'm not going to be in the decision-making, nor should I.
Then what part of the process are you? You getting coffee?
Again, I think that they may ask a long question, hey, have you heard about this guy? Do you like him? Or whatever. Understanding that he is going to be responsible for deciding whether you keep your job. Now, if I'm Mike McDaniel, I'm thinking this. The longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be to get a new coach. So I might be good.
He's the coach next year, bro.
I don't know, dude.
Well, let me ask you this.
I said that before. I think he is. I was a little shocked by the Tua thing because now I got to tell you, he got some work ahead of him.
When you say you're shocked by the Tua, you saying like Tua's saying that he wants a fresh start?
No. See, when he said that, and knowing the way Tua talks sometimes and just understand, I think he was saying a new start as far as a new season.
No. The reporters clarified. They said to him.
They clarified it?
Yeah. They asked, and then he didn't want to talk any further after that.
Well, once you put your foot in your mouth, like, yeah.
I mean,
you got to remove it and ask why you put your foot in your mouth.
You
know what's crazy about all this?
Mm-hmm.
At no point in time during my career have I ever been asked a question and given an answer and had to clarify what I really meant. Never.
Never?
Never. Because I don't talk like that. I don't, like, if you want your words to be accurately received, then speak that way. Like, if you want a whole bunch of follow-up questions, then speak in code.
Words mean words.
So, and the problem is, I don't even think Tua knows what he's doing sometimes. He tries to answer questions, and they're like, yikes, dude, you realize what you just said, right?
He answers questions like he's reading, like he's doing a pass play. If the first read's not there, it's over. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Once he has to start thinking about the answer, it's not good.
Right.
He's going to start saying things that he's like, nobody asked you for that. Here's the question I ask. You're interviewing three execs from the San Francisco 49ers, right?
Yep.
And Mike McDaniel was hired as head coach when he was from the San Francisco 49ers. Doesn't that pretty much kind of...
Nope.
No?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That old brother-in-law thing, when it goes to you keeping your job, you'll fire your brother.
Dude, that was Jeff Ireland. Remember Jeff Ireland and Tony Sperano were like best of friends. Their wives were best of friends. And guess what? Jeff Ireland got on that plane to go get Jim Harbaugh. They weren't friends anymore.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That was a weird press conference.
Look, then and here's how that conversation would go if they said we don't want Mike McDaniel. I like Mike McDaniel. We've got a lot of history together, but business is business. And that's how they're going to go about it, and everybody's going to move forward. So I would say for the people that think if they hire, you know, somebody from the San Francisco, you know, team, that means that Mike is safe and secure, I would say, no. I've seen more guys that thought they were in because my boy got hired, and no, sir, because he trying to get that job too.
I honestly think the only way he was keeping his job, I disagree with you guys. I think he is going to get fired. I think that
but here's the question, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
That late, when you've lost access to speak to all of the most qualified guys, what do you think you're going to end up with?
Well, you've already seen the list. It's like it's not like the most impressive list in the world. Like I think the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins could be left with somebody getting fined, especially if they think that there is something down the pipe of getting somebody of greater stature. Maybe somebody.
Then why wouldn't you just keep Mike and do that?
Because here's the thing: what if somebody in the playoffs gets fired? What if McDermott gets fired? What if Tomlin decides to, if Tomlin's one and done, you know, I'd be pretty crazy to let him go with 10 wins, but you don't know. There seemed to be some weird stuff around there. So I wouldn't just chalk up like, hey, it's over. There's no good candidates. We don't know.
And so there's a couple of players out there. Are you saying you would be okay with McDermott?
I mean, I would be okay with it. It's not the sexiest name in the world, but I certainly think he's got more. I've been impressed plenty of times.
He's a defensive-minded coach.
Well, I do. And you want to know one of the things that's impressed me? Is like half the time, anytime the Dolphins play him, half their defense is out. They still shut the Dolphins down. Like, right. I get him.
There's Harbaugh. Is that a no-brainer?
Harbaugh seems like the most obvious if he's on the market.
Tomlin?
What about Mike?
For sure. Tomlin's my A1. I would love to have Mike Tomlin.
McCarthy?
I'd be okay with McCarthy. Like, it's not, again, it's not sexy, but he's got credibility. There's not a lot of like holy bleep guys out there. Like I can't believe we're getting this guy.
Right. Most of them are retreads. All the guys getting interviews are already failed ones.
The only guy that I don't want who's got a lot of credentials is Bill Belichick. I can't have it with the whole honey around here. It just feels like it's going to be a zoo. If that
I got
happens.
A guy,
if he leaves North Carolina, like you know,
I got a guy.
I would say this. You may not. Like Bill Belichick, you may think his world is a little chaotic.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things that happened in the last couple of years here would not happen with him in the building.
Okay. That's fair. I also don't think I'd ever would have caught him dead at an adult cheerleading contest.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't know. Like, it's in him. I mean, dude, his best friend is Jon Bon Jovi.
That's not Bon Jovi, dude.
It doesn't matter.
I've been to cheer competitions before.
How about this guy?
Not for cheering.
But I'm just saying, there's a side of him that I think a lot of people don't know because he doesn't reveal it.
If he's not revealing, we're not going to know.
So, right.
We've revealed that side to be pretty
handy. How about this guy? He fits South Florida.
Hmm?
He's young.
Hmm?
He's a coach. He was a coach in the NFL.
Okay.
I think Cliff Kingsbury would be a good coach down here in South for the Miami Dolphins.
Here's the problem. You ready?
Automatically, we have a problem.
Here's the problem. He lost me with his desire to have a garden gnome as a quarterback.
Okay, fine. Now that he's this would be his second
but
chance.
I will say this. Offensively, I think he is more people put him in higher regard than Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively. So there's that. However,
he knows how to work with a mobile quarterback. You saw what he did with Jaden Daniels.
Absolutely.
He didn't pick Murray
I don't think
either.
He picked Kyler
He was
Murray.
Hired for Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
too.
He didn't
I don't
pick
think
him.
I don't think he was like part of the drafting process for him.
Well,
but
he came in.
But he did he have him in college first? I don't remember.
Was Kyler at Texas Tech? I'll check.
No, he was at Oklahoma. I saw that Kyler Murray was very nice about Jonathan Gannon yesterday. He was like, he gave a very heartfelt goodbye. I think he was wiping his tears with money. But
yeah.
Or a controller.
Oh, no. Cliff had Patrick Mahomes.
He did have Mahomes. That's true. Yeah. But I don't think he'd.
Look, you know what's weird?
No, Eberflus got fired.
Who?
Matt Eberflus. He got fired as Cowboys defensive coordinator.
Yeah, because they were last in everything. Well, no, they were. They really were.
They were already bad, and then they traded Micah Parsons. Come on.
Does that play a role into this?
Well, it
you
should.
Get rid of your best pass rusher, your best defensive player.
One would think.
You see, that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to be one of those organizations that makes decisions like that and then blames the result not on the choices that you made,
mm-hmm.
but on the decisions that other people make, right? Can we say the drop-off in their defense had a lot to do with the Micah Parsons trade?
You think you think at any point that Mike McDaniel reaches out to Dan Marino and he goes, hey, I didn't get the link. I didn't get the Zoom link.
No.
No.
I mean, the next call he gonna get from the Dolphins.
You're fired.
Bring your playbook. Right?
He goes, but it's my playbook. Not anymore.
Man, doesn't it seem weird that, or is it, am I a little early?
Mm-hmm.
Usually coaches start getting jobs already.
It's pretty early. I mean, they just fired everybody yesterday.
Remember when they were hiring coordinators, those guys were getting the head coaching jobs before the playoffs start.
As far as I saw yesterday, I think the only teams that have interviews lined up already are the teams that had the guys that fired everybody already. Yeah, so Tennessee and I think New York.
Tennessee, I think, talked to Raheem Morris.
Raheem Ooh. Morris.
Yeah.
Anthony Joseph.
Anthony Weaver got an interview with the Falcons. The Falcons are interviewing him.
And some of the coordinators.
Here's what's crazy. If you hire Weaver, aren't you in effect hiring the same guy as Raheem Morris?
What do you mean by that?
Defensive guys.
Well, it would be Weaver's first job.
Defensive minded guys. They built who they are through the defense.
What about Stefanski here? Leroy?
I was a big supporter of him.
Little egotistical this year?
No.
Hard-headed?
No, I just think some of the things that he did this recent year, and I'm not going to fully just not I'm not going to fully excuse Shadur because I do think sometimes before you get on the field, you got to play the part. Like that's just the rules. And everybody, and even like Spoel say that to some extent, you got to show me you're willing to put the work in. You got to show me you're doing the
Absolutely.
Work and you earn those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's in sport. That's a lot, especially in football when you got to go on the field and 10 other guys have to depend on you, especially at that position. However, when he finally started playing, I think that there was something there that maybe Stefanski should have seen and tried to kind of like get him on the right track instead of just dismissing him.
Right.
right? And so from that standpoint, I say when your job is to develop all the talent you have on your team to try to become the best team that you can, he kind of lost me a little bit with the fact that they just put Shador on the bench and made him the third quarterback and didn't even do any work with him. It just seems like he just dismissed him. And when you watch him play, it looked like, man, I wonder what he could have been if we had put all that effort into him and tried to get him on the right track. I always blame a coach for that.
It felt very strange ever since they moved on from Baker. It felt very much like ownership was trying to, you know, they're doing the Deshaun
sabotage
thing.
His job.
They're trying. I can't blame them for going to get Deshaun Watson. I mean, maybe without all the baggage, but they literally gave every dollar they could to Deshaun Watson, and then that failed miserably.
And that whoever made that decision
still got a job.
Right.
Andrew Berry did that.
I think ownership might have came in. And
that's said, what I feel like ownership. It feels like the Haslams like to meddle with the quarterback.
Here's the other thing, though. I just think that when that situation didn't work out, the organization didn't really do Kevin Stefanski any favors with how they went about trying to fix it or remedy the situation, because you always had in the back of your mind that whoever we bring in is going to be temporary because Deshaun's going to be back.
Sure.
And so that puts him at a disadvantage. And it's a little bit unfair to him, but I don't know how I feel about him as a head coach, being that a lot of the success was centered around Chubb and around that defense who's been, you know, just amazing.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I'm very excited. Very excited. Leroy.
What's up?
Guess what, dude?
Don't ask.
Big news out of the 561.
What's up?
West Palm?
Yeah.
The Nut is back open?
The Nut is, I don't think the Nut ever closes. The Nut is always open for business.
Okay.
It's always hot here too, so.
Yep. But I haven't been to the Nut in a while.
Been chilly.
Yeah.
That water is already brisk.
I did go to Blowing Rocks recently.
Hey, yo.
But not the Nut.
Where's that?
It's a little north of Jupiter. It's really nice, the Blowing Rocks. Really nice. You know? When you see, you know, those splashes up against the Blowing Rocks, it's really crazy. So, but I would at one point like to make a return to the Nut.
So. Hey, yo.
Anyway.
Can I just tell you?
These are very interesting places.
You probably shouldn't be visiting those places.
No.
Because we don't want to hear stories about.
You guys don't want to hear stories from the Nut?
Hey, yo.
The Palm Beach Cardinals, who I'm no fan of. I'm a Jupiter Hammerheads guy. Okay. But good marketing is good marketing.
Hello, Leroy.
Leroy, can you not listen to your spam calls
Leroy?
on the air?
I wasn't listening to my...
Then what were you doing? What were you doing?
Hold on. Minus one.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
My car is at the dealership getting an oil change, and I was listening to the message because I know trying to make sure
you could
have no funny business.
You could have muted yourself.
Yeah, you got some upcharge.
Right.
Could you have muted yourself?
Huh?
Could you have muted yourself?
I didn't. I was just, it just said
minus
message,
one.
You know how they give the words? It did. All it said was thank you. And I was like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's from the dealership. And once I heard it was from him, I stopped the message. I can hear it whenever.
Gotcha.
Minus one for technological snafu.
But I hope that I don't have to approve something else because I got to be on the road. That's what I was trying to.
I got you. Anyway, getting back to the big news.
Big news.
The Palm Beach Cardinals are rebranding.
Really?
With an alternate name.
What is that?
And they, do you have the logo, JFig?
I do.
They are changing their names, Leroy.
Are you ready?
Oh, no.
To the Palm Beach Frozen Iguanas.
This is ridiculous.
I love it.
This has Tobin written on.
That is a minor league name.
No,
are you sure you didn't make this up?
I swear to God, I'm reading it in the Palm Beach Post right now.
He saw it.
All they need to be, the mascot should be Tobin holding up two iguanas.
Well, he instantly wants to.
If they ever want me to throw out a first pitch with an iguana in my hand, I'm happy to do it.
Heard it here first.
Would you throw the iguana instead of the ball for the first pitch?
I don't know how PETA would feel about that, but I would absolutely, with my little sunny bunny.
I mean, how would PETA feel about team being named Frozen Iguanas?
I don't know. But Palm Beach Post says the Palm Beach Cardinals are connecting with their South Florida roots by becoming the Palm Beach Frozen Iguanas for a limited time in 2026.
Oh, limited time. So just when it's cold?
Well, they see minor league will do a thing where they do different. You have an alternate team. Like, I think the Jacksonville Suns change on weekends. I think they're like the Jacksonville Honey Drippers or something like that, which is like an ice cream. I don't know. I don't get it. But minor league teams will do this. But, yeah, on Saturdays, they are changing their names to the Frozen Iguanas. All Saturday home games this year are going to be known as the Frozen Iguanas.
And their colors are going to be green and, I mean,
white and green?
Blue and green, I'm guessing, instead of...
What are their normal colors?
Oh, they're red. They're just, their regular name is...
No question.
Their regular name is boring. It's the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's stupid.
So, question. I'm going to just throw this out there. Is just this a way to sell merch?
I've already ordered my hat.
You ordered a hat? Is it fitted?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You can't get the. You got to get the fitted one if you get the hat, right?
I don't think they sell adjustable. I don't know, but
I want you to know this all happened during break.
I was like, I need a hat immediately.
Did he get all excited?
I'm very excited.
Yes, he like walked out of here really excited.
But I don't get it till April. That's the only thing that sucks. They don't send it until the season starts.
Because they haven't made it yet.
Fair point.
Like, they just changed the name.
Hey, Palm Beach Iguanas, send me a hat. I want it.
Send the whole show.
Send us four hats.
Don't just send Tobin one.
Yeah.
Well, send it six.
We'll be the biggest Palm Beach Iguana fans of all time.
Let's not forget Vlad and Brittany.
A full batch of hats, please. For Show Pony Infield.
Only
you know what?
Person they wouldn't be able to send a hat to in this on
it's Marcos.
It's Joe.
Oh. Or Marcos. They both got...
it's more like Marcos. A Palm Beach Komodo dragon they'd have to put up there.
Oh, no. For who? Big Dog?
Yeah.
Look at you guys shaming people's heads.
Joe can't wear fitted hats.
Oh, no way.
No, he can.
It has to be like a stretch hat,
what,
though.
12? A 12, no, 5, 8?
I know he's in the 8s. Usually, if you're in the 8s, you got a big mouth.
He got that Barry Bonds.
He might be 9, bro. That's
no,
a big mouth.
The Barry Bonds, as you guys said, after the Pittsburgh Pirates.
2003.
His finishing move would have to be the headbutt.
Josiah James says, my local minor league team is named the Spartan Burgers.
The Trash Pandas.
There is
that one, somebody ought to use that one.
I think Trash Pandas is a team. Schmeathan says Tobin tried to buy. Schmeathan says just tried to buy a shirt. They only have mediums and larges. No wonder Tobin got a hat. You're a real bastard, Schmeathan.
Wow.
We'll take a break. Damage is done, my friend.
Wow.
Next.
Witcher.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. So excited about my frozen iguana's hat.
You know, in the middle of the summer, we're going to be asking about that hat, right?
I'm going to get, what do you mean?
I think they should ask us to throw the first pitch in one of the games.
I agree. I agree. I think Vlad's right. You want to make it happen or you want to make it happen?
I think we should
throw
a flag.
Can we make it happen?
Why you going to throw me?
Wait, why would you
give
it to him?
Why you going to throw me? What'd I do?
Go on the tour.
It sounded funny in my head.
For
I give you a point for that. It was funny, but I'm like, what do I do?
All right, I'm going to get to this. So you guys familiar with Michael Strahan?
Yes. Yeah. The former NFL sack leader in a season.
Not in his mind. And this is what he had to say.
I mean, I hold a record for a 16-game season. They hold records for 17-game seasons. That's the way it works out.
Still claiming the title.
Well, you can't compare records from 12-game seasons to 16 and 17-game seasons. It doesn't work. But I look at it like this. There's always generation that I love. The fact this young man's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I know that he has so many more sacks left than him. 30 years old. I think I had just as many, if not more, sacks after 30 as did Bruce Smith, as did Reggie White. I think he's just getting going. He's just finding his stride. And you don't know how hard it is to do that on a team that isn't always in the lead, a team that isn't always competitive. I think that is the most amazing thing about it. He's done it on a team where he's the focus. He's the guy that gets doubled and tripled every time. It has never stopped him from going out there and putting up
and
numbers
not
year after year.
Not playing with the lead, yeah.
Without playing with the lead. I mean, this kid is amazing. And I really just want him to be on a team, which hopefully will be Cleveland because he signed a long-term deal there, that wins and gives him the opportunity to have the ultimate thing in this game of a team game, which is a Super Bowl.
Damn it, just done, Michael Strahan. Come on, hey, dude. Come on.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
So, when a guy runs for 2,000 yards, they just say he run for 2,000 yards. That's it.
When a guy throws,
they don't ever say, but OJ did it in 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They just say he ran for 2,000 yards. So
passing.
So just acknowledge it. Just acknowledge what the man did.
You can just say you're proud of him.
No, that's hate. That's petty. The fact that your record
still,
is broken.
I'm just saying, as a running back, we don't look at, they don't put 2014 games, 2012 games.
Leroy, you're right. Hey, it's just the
2,000
narrative.
Yards. So if you break a record, you know what I mean? It's just like no wide receiver's gotten 2,000 yards receiving, right?
Right. And if they do, what
you're
going to
say.
And now
we got 17 games. Everybody thought JSN was going to do it.
Well, Cheetah was on track to do it.
Right. So let's come on, man. Look, they don't put that number out there. They just put in a season.
Also, I think
he brought it up. The fact, here's the thing. It could be a known fact, but he can't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if he brings it up,
it's small.
Just like Vlad said, it looks petty.
No, it is petty because when Mark Gastineau was bitching and moaning about when you broke his record, you didn't say none of that. So now that your record is broken, how are you going to bring that up?
He got mad at he got mad at Brett Favre. At
he
the
got
card
mad
show.
At Brett Favre, but yeah, but
for giving it, yeah, and wait, Myles Garrett's sack was running the quarterback down. Your sack was a quarterback folding up.
Well, Burrow folded up too, but smartly.
Well, did you see the get off by Garrett by that
yeah,
time?
I would. I'm not taking
if he
that
doesn't
hit.
Move, if he doesn't go down, he might not make. Listen, Tobin, he might not play next season.
I would never take. Hey, I would do whatever it took to not take impact from him.
Dude, I'm telling you, I stood next to him. I don't consider myself a small man.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Tyreek Hill standing next to Shaq.
Jeez.
It's like to see him move the way he does at that size is the most remarkable thing. I don't think people understand because you're seeing him on the field with a bunch of other big guys.
Right.
But you don't realize how fast he's moving at that size with that quickness and that agility. It is like you just watch. You watch every play, and you're like, "How does anybody ever block this man?"
Speaking of, by the way, I know it was college, but what Reuben Bain did to that tackle while getting the running back when he made the he pushed the guy all the way back and then made the tackle. I was like, that was one of those menacing plays I have seen.
You know what sucks about this. This is what sucks about the Reuben Bain situation.
This is a situation?
Because when he gets drafted, you're not going to hear about plays like that. You know what you're going to hear about? he has short arms.
I know. It's crazy.
Remember I said, and it, give me it those drives arms. Me crazy because why can't we look at film and say, regardless of what this physical inefficiencies are that we have deemed to be important, the dude is out there causing havoc. Where does that take place in football? Right? Stop looking at now. I'm so sick of the sport that I enjoy watching and in love playing being graded on a piece of paper as far as talent, as far as what we're going to do during the course of a game with analytics. Why, when did it, we get away from being able to watch football,
you let
see
the nerds
guys
in.
Play and say that guy's the baller?
Because you let the nerds in.
Who let the nerds in?
Not us.
What do you got for damage, Leroy?
Okay. So I want to go to this ridiculousness of college football, right? And how we just arbitrarily make this team good versus this other team. And I want to say to the people who decided that Miami and Tobin from day one, I said, this is too many points. Miami was a 10-point underdog to Ohio State. Oof. When you have proof that the style of football Miami plays has been a problem for Ohio State all year. Let's go to Texas. Good pass rush. They won. They struggled. Let's go to Indiana. Good pass rush. They lost. Okay. Now Miami, who has a much better pass rush than any of those two teams, a 10-point underdog. The damage is done.
Yep.
You whiffed. You didn't. You damage for all the paper and analytics that you look at, how did you just overlook that one?
Hopefully there were a lot of Ohio State fans who lost money on that. Idiots. Jennifer?
Nope. Damage is done.
What damage is done for you?
I can't wait for this.
So during break, I was talking to Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
I made this very shocking discovery yesterday.
She was yesterday's old.
I was yesterday years old when I found this out. And I'm pretty sure all of you guys know because Vlad knew. But my favorite movie growing up was Hercules. It wasn't like that princess girl or anything. It was
the
it
Disney
was
cartoon
the Disney
or with
cartoon.
Kevin Sorbo?
Not Kevin Sorbo and then Xena the princess, warrior princess.
Okay.
Not that
Hercules the Disney cartoon.
The Disney cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I was rewatching it and I was told that Hercules was actually an anti-hero.
Wait, what?
He was... It's so heartbreaking.
What do you mean he was an anti-hero?
So basically, he wasn't good.
He wasn't a good guy?
He wasn't.
I didn't know that.
He killed Megan, his wife, and his kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You don't remember? You remember when they did? Didn't they do another one with The Rock? Or was it?
They did multiple live actions.
The Scorpion King?
No. Rock didn't. No. I know what you're talking about.
They did multiple live actions, and I didn't really watch any of them, but my dad did. And he knew this. I didn't know this.
But Danny DeVito helped him as the goat.
I know.
To train. To save. Was that is that who he saved? Well, out of hell?
The cartoon version
the cartoon
of this movie.
Very
Everybody
sweet,
deems Hercules
very
to be good.
Yes. But the whole reason why he killed Megan and his kids was because his mother
always gotta listen
made
to mom.
Him do it.
Mom Duke's rules.
Because that mom... hated him, actually.
Which one wasn't the god? He was because he was Zeus's kid, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the,
yes.
Yes, he's the
but apparently Zeus was after many women, and he
floozy.
Cheated on her.
He's a Zeus. He's a god.
Cheated on her, had a child, and Hera, whatever
damn
her
right
name
I'm
is,
doing all that.
Was super upset
mm-hmm.
and decided to have revenge.
Zeus is gonna. Zeus is gonna go after Astron.
Damage is done.
Basically. Of course.
Basically.
He's Zeus. It don't get no more powerful than Zeus.
And it hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was destroyed.
I was
sorry.
Destroyed about this.
Where did you find this on a
TikTok? I want to know. I would have loved to hear the
Google.
Conversation.
My dad was laughing at me the entire time.
You know Zeus was bad, right?
No, I didn't.
She's like, no.
I was like, wait a minute.
Did you tear up a little bit?
She watched. She was
your lifelong hero. Yeah. I mean, criminal.
I
never felt like the gods were ever dishing out anything good. It always felt like you were feeling the wrath of the gods.
Right.
You know?
I guess. It just hurt to find.
And nobody messed with Zeus.
Oh man, Vlad. What damage is done for you?
Dante Moore. Sir, you better enter the draft.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
He did number one rated quarterback, right?
Right. But he's acting like he might return for another season in college football. Now, the 2027 draft class is supposed to be one of the best draft class in recent memory with so many offensive weapons. And many great quarterbacks coming out, like an Arch Manning, and so on. So, Mr. Moore, even though you may not like the fact that the Jets are in the top two draft picks, you better walk out. You better enter the draft so we can get Mendoza. That's it. That is it. So you and your people starting to say, ooh, I don't know, I might return.
Wait a minute. So you just want this so you get Mendoza.
Absolutely.
You just pulled the Tobin.
Absolutely. Why not?
You just absolutely pulled the Tobin.
Why not? I work with the man. Why can't I steal some of his moves?
You absolutely positively pulled the Tobin.
Yes.
He's been doing this also.
Tobes, you know what? I see your way.
Salute, Vlad.
I appreciate it.
By the way, we got to get to this. Did you see
damage
this
is done
whole thing going on with the Raiders?
Which one?
We got to take a break. Very interesting with their little head coaching search. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.